3 inches of rainfall in New Orleans, there's concern the city could be flooded again. He says they're planning for the worst. A restaurateur in New Orleans' fabled Garden District says if he's ordered to leave town, he'll ignore it. And he's critical of the decision to keep residents out of New Orleans. He says Mayor Ray Nagin is keeping residents from coming back because he's scared. Thousands of Hurricane Katrina refugees in Texas are being moved now, bus and air, away from the coastal areas because of the threat from Hurricane Rita. Governor Rick Perry's office in Texas says about 4,000 evacuees from Louisiana will be moved to Arkansas. Tennessee is accepting about 3,000 Katrina refugees, 250 evacuees to be moved to Nebraska. George Bush in New Orleans checking Hurricane Katrina recovery, also keeping tabs on Hurricane Rita. Aboard the USS Iwo Jima, docked in New Orleans, Bush was briefed by Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff and others. During the briefing, Bush was told that Rita could hit the upper to middle parts of the Texas coast. By the weekend, the storm could also bring high winds and heavy rain to New Orleans. Bush has already signed an emergency declaration for the Florida Keys. Bush's job approval rating at rock bottom now. The latest AP Ipsos poll finds just under 6 out of 10 people surveyed disapprove of how Bush is doing his job. A number of Republican leaders and consultants are warning the White House Bush could be close to losing his political base. Fewer than half of the 1,000 adults questioned approve of how Bush handled the Hurricane Katrina relief effort. More than two-thirds do not like his handling of high gasoline prices. When given a choice of priorities, 42% in the survey favored cutting spending on Iraq to pay for relief efforts on the Gulf Coast, and 29% wanted to delay or cancel federal tax cuts. For the 11th time in a row, the Federal Reserve raised the key short-term interest rate. At the same time, the policymakers signaled that more rate hikes are likely, even as the nation recovers from the effects of Katrina. The increase of 0.25% puts the Fed's target for the federal funds rate at the highest level since the summer of 2001.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1238. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1238. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1238. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1238.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Seekers, Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. It's about 7 past the hour. We have a lot of ground to cover tonight. How about this Hurricane Rita? What is it now? Category 1, 2? Heading right for Bush World. Interesting. Just want to say this again. If you're in the New York City area this weekend, come on by the Raven for Hurricane Katrina fundraisers Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Lots of music, lots of acts, lots of good times at the Raven. And then Kathy and I will be there Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. And if you want to make any contributions, then fine. We'll take more of your money for Katrina victims. You can get information on this by going to raven-nyc.com. This Friday evening, Harrison on the Edge, which is one of the programs on KTLK in L.A., is going to fill in for me. He's a weekend host out there, and he'll blow your socks off. And Kathy just said something in my headphones, and I just, no, I'm not going to say it. I'm just not going to say it. Yikes McGee, whose music you hear on this program once in a while, he's in concert in Washington, D.C. on September 23rd, the evening of the march against this thuggish Bush crime family. It's a benefit, a fundraiser for Louisiana storm survivors. It's a Friday evening coming, the 23rd, 8 p.m. at Café Molinage at 624 T Street Northwest in Washington. So if you're a fan of Yikes McGee and are coming into D.C. for this event, go by Café Molinage. I think I'm pronouncing it right. 624 T Street Northwest. And Leslie Kagan of United for Peace and Justice will join us tonight during the second hour of the program. She was scheduled for last week? And because of a phone screw-up, we didn't have a chance to talk to her. But we'll be talking with Leslie Kagan tonight about the march on Saturday. Simon Wiesenthal is dead. Died today, Holocaust survivor who tracked down Nazi war criminals following World War II. It's a shame he didn't keep going and certain members of the Bush family, huh? And I'm not making light of Simon Wiesenthal. He was a Nazi hunter. He was 96 years old. For those of you who don't know, he was an architect before World War II. And because he was Jewish, he spent years in, I think, 5 Nazi death camps. He survived, and after the war dedicated himself to tracking down these Nazi bastards and to being a voice for the 6 million Jews who died during the time of Hitler. According to published reports, Wiesenthal himself lost almost 90 relatives in the Holocaust. Think about that. 90 of your family members, huh? He spent the last 50 years of his life hunting these Nazis, also speaking out against neo-Nazism and racism. And according to the Wiesenthal Center, over 1,000 Nazi war criminals were brought to justice because of his work. He had been The last death camp he was in was the Mauthausen death camp in Austria. It was the fifth one that he had been sent to. He weighed 99 pounds when he was freed. He said he quickly realized there's no freedom without justice. And he dedicated the rest of his life to that idea. And, of course, he was perhaps best known for his role in tracking down Eichmann, the one whom Hannah Arendt described as containing the banality of evil, Adolf Eichmann, who was the architect, the SS leader who organized the extermination of the Jews. Eichmann was tried and hanged, as you know. Simon Wiesenthal, dead at 96. The Bush crime family continues its tax-cutting binge for the wealthy no matter how badly the country's infrastructure is crumbling. I think the onslaught of Katrina against the dikes and dams and pumping stations around New Orleans proved, or at least gave a snapshot of how serious this problem is. Folks, it's not just there. The American Society of Civil Engineers recently released a report card for America's infrastructure, and it gave the nation's dams. They're just talking about dams here, not roadbeds, not railroad beds, not power stations, but just dams. They got a grade D. And the American Society of Civil Engineers cited concerns over lack of funding. Hello? For dam safety, maintenance, and rehabilitation. It says here, since 1998, the number of unsafe dams has risen by a third to more than 3,500. 85% of the nation's 75,000 dams will be at least 50 years old by 2020. About $10 billion is needed to repair these structures. Now, that's not going to happen, is it? It's not going to happen. The Bush crime family is going to go ahead with the tax cuts. We have another hurricane heading for Texas. There may be another one coming. This Bush crime family is utterly and absolutely destroying the country. You understand that, don't you? By now, everybody does. You ought to see some of these new poll numbers. But today, he was in Mississippi with that bloated, maggot-looking governor, former RNC chairman, Haley Barbour, racist member of a white supremacist group, the CCC, just an absolute filthy human being. And, of course, that's the kind that Bush hangs out with. He was in Gulfport, Mississippi. And he had a comment about the infrastructure. We're going to play this later on again in sequence that Kathy has put together, five or six of the clips of what he said today, this gibbering moron. But, you know, the American Society of Civil Engineers issues a statement saying that the country's infrastructure is on the verge of collapse. Listen to Bush today.
We got people looking at the infrastructure. We have a responsibility by law to help rebuild the infrastructure. You can't rebuild a part of the world without your infrastructure in place. And we know that. And so we look forward to working with you to get this infrastructure up and running.
Jesus. You can just hear Rove right before Rove patted Bush on his ass this morning and said, now keep repeating. The word today is infrastructure. 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 Okay, keep repeating it. Meanwhile, the American Society of Civil Engineers, another scientific group, probably some of whose members willingly voted for Bush both times, has issued a statement saying that the whole damn country is collapsing. How much more of this are we going to take? Huh? How much more of this are we going to take? According to CNN, USA Today, Gallup poll released yesterday, just 41% of Americans say they approve of Bush's handling of the aftermath of Katrina. Well, excuse me, almost 60% disapprove. Support for his management of the war in Iraq has dropped to 32%. 67% told pollsters they disapprove of how Bush is handling his little murderous invasion of another country. 60% said they considered the invasion of Iraq a mistake. That figure is the highest recorded in a CNN USA Today Gallup poll. 63% said they want to see some or all U.S. troops withdrawn. Only 35% approve of Bush's handling of the economy. 65% say they disapprove. And for the first time, a majority say he is not strong and decisive, he does not care about people, and he is not honest and trustworthy. Well, my goodness, really?
My luck to get caught without a ticket and be discovered beneath a truck. Oh, mama, is this really the end?
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. When you purchase my new 8-pound Orrick XL upright vacuum, you also get a great gift. For everything above the floor, I'll give you my Orrick Super Compact Canister. It's so powerful it'll pick up a bowling ball. Try them free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. After all, why settle for one vacuum? With Orrick, you can get two. 1-800-989-4200.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote, 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now, 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas.
go to homebiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's homebiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to homebiz6.com. That's homebiz6.com.
Hearing your vision so we can more better do our job.
Twenty-one past the hour. So the poll numbers are there that would indicate that the Bush crime family is on its last legs, which is kind of worrisome. Remember, even a murderous war criminal like Henry Kissinger had a stopgap measure when Dick Nixon started to go belly up, and that was if Nixon ordered the nuking of any country as a means of diverting attention, the order was to be relayed back to Kissinger, who then had the option of saying, no, he's out of his freaking mind. The Bush crime family is heading in that direction. I am very concerned about what's going to happen in the next few weeks. Only 25% of this poll said they had confidence in the Bush administration's ability to handle the situation in New Orleans and the other Gulf Coast communities. That means 75% of Americans say that this pissant is incapable of responding. 63% want the troops home. 63% say they think Bush is screwing up the economy. 60% say they disapprove of his performance overall. So, the majority, also according to this poll, the majority find him a weak and undecisive leader. The majority has decided finally that he doesn't give a damn about people like themselves, and the majority finally call him dishonest and untrustworthy. Now, how do we get him out of office? Legally and peacefully, of course. I have an email here that I'll just share it with you. I don't know. This may develop into something. It may not. It says, blah, blah, blah. I run a non-political website, and one of our very staunch Republican members just posted that federal officials came into her husband's school today and withdrew all the, quote, Katrina students, end quote. He told her that they were withdrawn from the whole district, and the school is not happy about it. More information as my correspondent gets it. I don't know what that's about, but we'll see. I'm sure you heard the information today. The Bush administration's top federal procurement official resigned last Friday. He was arrested today, accused of lying and obstructing a criminal investigation into Republican lobbyist Jack Abramoff's dealings with the federal government. This is a guy who's very closely connected to Tom DeLay and Ralph Reed. Tom DeLay being the pig from Texas who is the de facto Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, and Ralph Reed, the hypocritical son of a bitch that used to run the unchristian coalition, is now running for lieutenant governor here in Georgia. These people are all filthy. They are corrupt beyond belief. So the federal procurement official, David Safavian, a White House procurement official involved until last week, until he resigned, in Hurricane Katrina relief efforts, is accused of obstructing a criminal investigation, lying, making false statements, yeah. It also, the lawsuit also says that he concealed his efforts to help Abramoff acquire control of two federally managed properties in the Washington area. I believe one of those was to build a Jewish school, a Hebrew school. I'm not sure what it was. It's in the article in the Washington Post. Abramoff, as you know, was indicted by federal prosecutors last month on wire fraud and conspiracy. Abramoff is the linchpin of this 18-month probe by a federal task force. some of these federal probes can work because they are career Justice Department officials. The Bush bastards cannot, unless they fire everybody in the Justice Department, they can't buy off everybody. They can staunch these investigations before they bubble to the surface, before all the putrid underbelly of this filthy administration comes out. But they can't fire everybody. So some of this stuff is starting to do just that, bubble up. It's in the Washington Post. Arrested. When we come back, some of Bush today, from the Governor's Commission briefing in Gulfport, Mississippi, and then in New Orleans. Yeah, in Gulfport, he met with this bloated, racist, former RNC chairman, former almost Klan member, Conservative Citizens Commission, whatever the hell it's called in Mississippi, Haley Barbour, who is now the governor of Mississippi. Stick around. You're going to love this. I'm Mike Malone.
Jessica's mom bought the newly designed Maytag Neptune, the largest capacity front load washer. Jessica was the first to notice.
My mom has a lot more free time these days. She used to make only a couple of my soccer games, but now she comes to every single one, even the away games, and for pizza afterward. My friends think she's pretty cool, but my boyfriend is still on the fence.
Is your mom going to sit next to us during the whole movie?
Next month, my mom's chaperoning my senior prom. I can't wait.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the Maytag Neptune high-efficiency washer, which has the largest front-load capacity available, you can do more loads in less time. It even fits a king-size comforter and is tough on stains, yet protects your clothes, too. There's less laundry, more life with Maytag. Depend on us. Now get a $100 gift card when you buy a Maytag Neptune washer and dryer. Offer ends 10/16/05. See Maytag.com for details.
A little black dress is always in style, except if you have dandruff. Because when you wear black, even a little dandruff shows.
That's why every day, more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue is doctor recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Selsun Blue.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-992-5736. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-992-5736. That's 1-800-992-5736.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1238. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1238. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1238. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1238.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
In Your Day Streaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Twenty-five before the hour. Excuse me. We're getting a couple more emails now of one from Tallahassee of Katrina students being taken out of the school system, out of classes. What the hell is going on? We'll try to keep you posted on this. Bush took an extra handful of stupid pills today, apparently, and repeatedly sputtered out the two words that Karl Rove programmed into his little pumpkin head today: progress and infrastructure. Sounds like half his brain was washed out with Katrina, and he didn't have a neuron to spare to begin with. Listen to this. I know a lot of you now are going to tune out. That's okay. You know, it's a good time to take a bathroom break or maybe go get a sandwich. Go check. Go check the popcorn. But for those of you who can still handle listening to him, here he is.
Every time I come back here, I see progress. You know, sometimes when you're so close to the situation, it's hard to really see noticeable change.
Oh, Jesus.
But this part of the country's changing.
Uh-huh.
And you're moving forward. I don't know if you know that or not, but flying in or driving in, it's something different than the first time I was here.
There's not lots of water around, maybe? No clean and pretty brown women stationed there for you to hug? Maybe Haley Barber's wearing a new cologne? What do you think, George? Huh? What do you think it is? So he's still at the governor's briefing in Gulfport, Mississippi. You know, thank God for that Mississippi can-do spirit that is seeing progress being made despite all the agony and trauma, right? Something like that. It sounds like a bunch of strung-together words. It's disjointed, what Bush says, and literally meaningless. Nothing more here than incoherent phrases cobbled together so they kind of sort of resemble actual speech. This is your president, Truth Seeker. See if you can make any sense out of this.
That can-do spirit is these county commissioners, and we call them county commissioners, county supervisors and mayors who are dealing with unbelievable trauma. And, you know, they're right there on the front line of trying to comfort people who hurt. And yet, amidst all that agony and pain they were going through was this comforting spirit. The can-do spirit is, you know, seeing progress being made.
What? He tries so hard, doesn't he, this idiot, to mouth words and phrases that coming from someone who truly understood empathy and compassion might make some sense. But coming out of the mouth of this jackass, disjointed, stupid, incomprehensible, nonsensical. In this next clip, and we played this earlier, you can almost see the tiny light bulb go off in his mind. As Rove says, remember, infrastructure. Keep saying infrastructure. Accent on the first syllable, George.
We got people looking at the infrastructure. We have a responsibility by law.
Infrastructure.
To help rebuild the infrastructure. You can't rebuild a part of the world.
Infrastructure.
Without your infrastructure in place. And we know that. And so we look forward to working with you to get this infrastructure up and running.
Yeah. Is your infrastructure up and running, Truth Seeker? Infrastructure. 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 Then Bush suddenly recalls part of his speech last Friday about the hopeful future full of bright things and rebuilding and stuff like that, you know, things and rainbow and puppies and Jesus hugs, and just don't expect him to come up with any vision for the future.
And my speech the other night, I made it clear to the country that we expect local folks to come up with the vision.
Infrastructure.
We want the Mississippi people to lay out the Mississippi vision about what this important part of the world is going to look like.
Infrastructure.
I think it's really smart and really important to bring capable people together, to delegate tasks, to think anew.
Infrastructure.
Obviously, to utilize that which worked in the past to your advantage, but be willing to think anew, because you got a fantastic opportunity.
So cheer up, all you suddenly homeless people. You've lost your homes, your jobs, your cars, your possessions, your money, your relatives, maybe some of your children. But think about it. What a fantastic opportunity. Didn't my psychopathic, bitchy, ugly old mom say this just the other day? Didn't my crazed, valiumed wife say it too? Fantastic infrastructure. Don't look at the rotting corpses. Don't look at the rusted out cars. Don't look at the dead things.
Jesus, we'll have these casinos up and running in no time. My friend Haley Barber here, he's a good Christian man, you know. Yeah, he is. Infrastructure. Jesus. God, infrastructure. And Jesus. Jesus and infrastructure. So cheer up. What the hell's wrong with you? Little old Category 4 hurricane comes through here and kills everything? Cheer up. I get to leave in 10 minutes. You know, there's something different here. Where's those cute little brown chicks y'all had for me last time? Where are those guys? Were they, what were they? Mexicans? No? Guatemalans? What were they? Them weren't no niggers. I know a nigger when I say one down here. Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that. I know nigger color. I know African-Americans down here when I see one. That wasn't no African-American. Hey, infrastructure. Progress. Infrastructure. Bush always seems to pull his little disjointed mess together at the end of every unscripted spur-of-the-moment speech, doesn't he? Not this time. But these right-wing lemmings, these shell-shocked PTSD folks who are standing there with the stench of human feces and rotting bodies all around him, applaud him like, oh, that's right, he was in an air-conditioned tent. My bad. They brought in generators, set up a tent and air conditioning units and turned it all on and then sent Bush in. Now go in there. Infrastructure. Infrastructure.
And so I really appreciate all the citizens who've agreed to take time out of your busy schedules to help plot the strategy for the future. It's really important. And there's no doubt in my mind that out of the rubble and out of those huge heaps of timber that used to be homes, a better Mississippi will emerge. At any rate, we look forward to working with you. Let me put it another way. We look forward to hearing your vision so we can more better do our job.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. See, they miss even the lemmings sometimes, even the people dealing in death and destruction who just love George Bush and love Haley Barber. Even they sometimes miss the applause line. The applause line was, at any rate, we look forward to working with you. Silence. Okay, let me put it another way. We look forward to hearing your vision. We want to hear your vision and see your words. And so we can more better do our job. Then the applause comes. Because somebody behind that bloated white man, that filthy, ugly, racist Haley Barber, that big old fat, bloated white man, Haley Barber. We love our Negroes down here. Don't nobody come down here to Gulfport, Mississippi, and say that we didn't treat our Negroes really good. We did. We did. We got them all jobs in the casinos. You know, keep them off welfare. We did. Y'all are supposed to applaud now. This here is George Bush talking. So when he says that, so we can more better do our job thing, go ahead and applaud him. Boy needs it, because you know he's going to be leaving here in a minute. I'm Haley Barber.
Something's different around here. Haley Barber's got a new, is that a new cologne, Haley? I call him Paley Haley, because he's about the whitest white man I've ever seen.
And there's one more that we'll get in a second. He leaves Gulfport and that bloated pig, Haley Barber, and he goes to a Folgers coffee plant in New Orleans. Did you see the video on this? I was watching this today with the sound off. I thought, what the hell? He takes a can of Folgers coffee and he holds it up and he looks at it like it's a moon rock or something. You know, or a fetus in a jar of formaldehyde. He just looks at it, stares at it, turns it around. Looks at the bottom, looks at the top, grins at the worker who's standing there going, what the hell, man, it's just coffee. Stay with us, I'm Mike Mullen. You can't take the high horse and then claim the low road. The past is over,
child in the home.
Telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in the Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read the Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads the Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys the Nation.
Don't waste your money.
No, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading the Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1238. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1238. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1238. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1238.
I mentioned early on that I recognize there are hurdles and we're going to achieve those hurdles. There's no doubt in my mind we will.
Hi.
about 9 before the hour. We're going to do some phone calls when we come back after the break. Last one here. This moron, this imaginary, nightmarish, fake president left Gulfport today and went to a Folgers coffee plant in New Orleans to sign some cans and speak some more gibberish. And again, if you saw the video today, the way he was looking at, you know, what are those, 2-pound cans, Kathy? I mean, we don't buy that crap. I wouldn't eat Folgers if you force-fed it to me. But what is it, pound and a half? I don't know. But he holds one up.
He was just trying to figure out what mine it came from.
Mine? Coffee mine? Yeah, that's true. Where'd y'all get this? If you saw the video and see him staring at it, like I don't know, it's like I have a 13-month-old daughter, and sometimes, you know, she's cutting, she's got like 80 teeth coming in at once. So the kid has had some bad moments here in the past couple of, well, no, we've had the bad moments. Molly's just struggling to make sense out of it. But sometimes to divert her attention, we'll hand her, you know, I'll find something. I'll hand her I'll get in the toolbox. I'll give her a crescent wrench, you know, and something new. She's never seen it, and it stops her from being upset for maybe 5 minutes, and she'll stare at it. And when I watched Bush today with the coffee can, it reminded me of Molly, my 13-month-old.
Hey, hey, it's shiny.
Her little brain probably,
it's hard. If I look at it, my teeth don't hurt.
He might have been trying to figure out how much cocaine he could shove in there and get it through customs.
Kathy, you haven't been hitting the cooking sherry again, have you?
I'm sorry. I'm still trying to recover from this cold, and I'm just probably a little too much Robitussin. But it just occurred to me, he was thinking, hey, man, get half a kilo in here.
So he left Gulfport and went to a Folgers coffee plant in New Orleans, signing cans and speaking more gibberish. Rove must have really worked some extra brainwashing mojo on this freak during the short trip between Gulfport and Orleans, because Bush can barely say any word other than progress now. You can hear Rove whispering in his earpiece, progress, just say progress, drop the infrastructure. Ain't going to be no infrastructure in this hellhole. Just say progress and throw in vision every once in a while. But focus, George, progress, progress, you stupid bastard.
I want the people to know that there's progress being made in this part of the world.
Progress.
And what you're beginning to see is a revitalized economy.
Progress.
Progress is being made toward meeting the mayor's vision.
Progress.
Of a vibrant, and my vision, and everybody's vision involved with this, of a vibrant New Orleans and surrounding parishes.
Progress.
But progress is being made. I said in Mississippi, I was pleased to see the progress being made on the ground. There's still a lot of work. But
progress.
They're making progress, and they're making progress here in New Orleans, too.
And coffee. They're making coffee here, too. Do you know that? Man, it comes in these round cans. Son of a bitch, look at this, man. A blue can of coffee. Who'd have thought that? You know, over in Texas, we call them county commissioners. I was saying that back in Gulfport, Mississippi, with Haley, Haley, you know, something's different here in New Orleans. What is it? Y'all cleared out that stench of dead people, didn't you? So I could stand here in this coffee place. Y'all brought me here. Y'all brought me to this coffee place so I wouldn't smell them dead people, because we all know how coffee, hell, that's how I used to get my cocaine from Yale up to the home place and out to Texas. I just pack it in coffee, because anybody knows you can pack dog poop in coffee and you won't smell it. That's why they brought me here. Now I know. Hell, I don't care about Folgers. What the hell is Folgers coffee? I don't know nothing about no Folgers coffee. But it sure does kill that stench of rotting human flesh.
Boy, y'all have a fantastic opportunity here. Just flood this hellhole of a city with the smell of Folgers coffee. That'll do it. That'll get rid of that stench of dead people and dead rats and alligators and all this mess out here. Man, y'all make me sick. Look, I got to go to Camp David. I need a vacation. Damn. Progress. Infrastructure. Progress. Folgers coffee. Infrastructure. Yeah, infrastructure. Ah, I like that word. That's one of them big words. It's more better than progress because it's got a whole bunch of parts of it, you know.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
After the Massachusetts Supreme Court ruled that same-sex couples had a right to marry, legislators in that state began working to pass a constitutional amendment to ban so-called gay marriage. Last year, the legislature approved the amendment by a vote of 105-92, but the amendment needed to be approved by two consecutive legislative sessions, and that didn't happen. When the issue came up last week, the legislature rejected it by an overwhelming margin of 157-39. What changed? 55 lawmakers who had supported the amendment last year switched and voted no. Why? Brian Lees, the Republican leader of the state legislature, says, "I think that a lot of people have begun thinking about this over the last year. Gay marriage has begun, and life has not changed for the citizens of the Commonwealth, with the exception of those who can now marry." Lees, a former co-sponsor of the amendment, was one of those who switched. For more on the new thinking in Massachusetts, visit thenation.com. This is John Nichols for Air America Radio.
This is Larry King. If you want to protect your immune health, you should know about the C I take, EsterC, an advanced form of vitamin C that's quickly absorbed. EsterC works in your immune system for 24 hours, helping you get the protection your body needs. So do what I do. Protect yourself with EsterC. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester C and Ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. One of the best things about getting an 8-pound Orrick XL vacuum is what you don't get, namely a cloud of dust in your face every time you turn it on or when you empty it, which means you won't get a house full of bacteria that travels on dust. Call 1-800-989-4200 for free literature or a free 30-day home trial. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Oric XL. 1-800-989-4200.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid says he will vote against confirming John Roberts as the next Chief Justice. Reid says he has too many unanswered questions to justify voting for Roberts. Reid is the first Democrat to publicly announce his opposition. It may set the stage for strong Democratic opposition to the 50-year-old appeals court judge and former Reagan administration lawyer. Roberts has strong Republican support and may be headed for confirmation. The Senate Judiciary Committee will vote on his nomination on Thursday, and the nomination goes before the full Senate next week.
George Bush's job approval rating, still at rock bottom. The latest AP Ipsos poll finds just under 6 out of 10 people disapprove of how Bush is doing his job. Fewer than half of the 1,000 adults questioned approve of how Bush handled the Hurricane Katrina relief effort, and more than two-thirds do not like his handling of high gasoline prices. Bush was in New Orleans checking on the Hurricane Katrina recovery effort today and keeping tabs on Hurricane Rita. Aboard the USS Iwo Jima, docked in New Orleans, Bush was briefed by Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, the Deputy Director of the National Hurricane Center and a Federal Emergency Management Agency official, by video conference. During the briefing, Bush was told that Hurricane Rita could hit the upper to middle parts of the Texas coast by the weekend, and the storm could also bring high winds and heavy rain to New Orleans again. Forecasters are saying Rita probably dumping about 8 inches of rain on the Florida Keys. The storm gained strength today, becoming a hurricane and reaching Category 2 status with winds of 100 miles an hour. High water and debris block part of the main highway along the Florida Keys. The island chain facing a possible storm surge of up to 6 feet, as much as 8 inches of rain, but Key West mayor hoping the islands miss most of the fury of the storm. He says Rita's eye probably staying out to sea as it heads into the Gulf of Mexico. Thousands of Katrina refugees in Texas are being moved away from the coastal areas because of the threat from Hurricane Rita. Governor Rick Perry's office in Texas says about 4,000 evacuees from Louisiana will be moved to Fort Chaffee, Arkansas. Tennessee getting about 3,000, about 250 evacuees going to Nebraska. Evacuation flights are starting from Ellington Field in Houston. The loss of humanitarian and Nazi hunter Simon Wiesenthal being felt acutely at the Los Angeles Research Center that bears his name today. Wiesenthal died at the age of 96. The center's founder says the work of finding Nazi war criminals goes on, but he says Wiesenthal's other mission was always to promote tolerance in order to prevent the kind of racist thinking that gave rise to the Holocaust from ever taking root again. This is Air America Radio News.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1238. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1238. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions While Supplies Last. Just call 1-800-322-1238. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1238.
Welcome back. About 7 past the hour. I got an email from Vicky. She says, "Hey, Mike, have you noticed how he, Bush, constantly has referred to the stricken area as this part of the world? What's up with that?" Yeah, we mentioned that the other night, Vicky. He doesn't seem to realize that Gulfport is an American city. New Orleans is an American city. He's a brain-dead monster on the one hand. On the other hand, he's a twerpy little bully who couldn't find his ass with both hands unless Karl Rove or Condoleezza Rice showed him where to put his hands, right? Let's do some phone calls here before we get too carried away. Start with Kevin, who is called in from Connecticut. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
All right. I haven't talked to you in a while.
I know you haven't.
But I sent you an email a few weeks ago. That was me.
Yeah?
About the Bacon-Davis Act.
I got about 700 on the Bacon-Davis Act, but
well, I trust you.
I trust you.
You read my email on the air. But... So anyway, I'm glad you... I don't think that poverty and civil rights has really been addressed for many years in this country, and I'm not so sure that this John Roberts is a man to do it either on the Supreme Court. I'm really not convinced that he's going to be a great justice.
You're in a vast company. I don't know how many people are convinced. Most Americans don't give a damn. They don't realize that this guy... unless he has a heart attack or something, he'll be around probably for 40 years. Well, 35. Okay, 30. So he's going to be making decisions that will affect people who are listening tonight, will affect their grandchildren.
I have a question for you.
Yeah?
Mike?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
No questions. Yes, go ahead, Kevin.
I was wondering if I could read a poem.
Oh, Jesus. How long is it?
Well, it's not that long. It's. I think you'd like to listen to it, maybe.
I can't. Kevin, I can't. I've started to impose some hard rules here. I just can't do it, man. Send it to me in an email, and maybe I can read it for you. But what else you got besides the poem? You're going to hang up on me. Okay. Well, screw you, too. No, you people got to stop this, okay? You really do. Poems and reading paragraph after paragraph after paragraph. This is talk radio. That means you get on, you state your case, and get the hell off. Okay? Will you do that for me? I'm about the only talk show host in America who thanks people for calling in, who allows you 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 minutes. No other talk show host does that. And I'm starting to get pissed off. Maybe I need a break, but I'm starting to get pissed off. I really, really am. Because some of you people are taking unfair advantage of what we're trying to do on this program. So stop it already, okay? No, you can't read a poem. No, you can't read paragraph after paragraph. I don't give a damn what it's about. Oh, yeah, Leslie Kagan of United Peace for Peace and Justice is going to be up here with us in about 20 minutes. Not here. She's going to be on the phone to talk about the events this weekend. She can read a poem? No, nobody can read it. Nobody, Kathy. Nobody. This is not a poetry slam. This is not your local coffee house. This is a damn talk show.
I expect people to call in here, state your case, do it in a minute, get the hell off. You know, quit doing this to me. I mean, really. I'm angry now. I am damn angry. Have you got some money? Have you got money? Have you got some music ready? Play a song. I don't care what it is. Play something now. Go ahead. Because I'm too pissed off right now to continue. Go ahead. Play it.
Everybody's telling all bearing their souls just to go on the Ricky Lake show. Should I lift it? Why? Last night I turned the TV on, you were glued off stage singing your famous love song. Why?
We could do a poetry.
Tell me who will make the rules.
I'll pour the Folgers.
Okay, 12 minutes past the hour, a little deep breathing. Pinch off your left nostril, inhale, pinch off your right nostril, exhale, it just calms you right down. Stephanie is calling from Madison, Wisconsin. Stephanie, welcome to the program.
Man, I'm in your corner. I called tonight specifically because I got pissed off last night. I got so mad because, you know what, you give people a real break. And I thought for a little bit that maybe you were worried about some of the emailers who gave you some, you know, gave you some mess with this one guy. And this is, I told your screener, I said this, I really want to be kind and not personal. But people, I kind of look at a talk show. I love talk shows. And kind of look at it as really as a gigantic conversation, you know. If people...
Can you imagine sitting around having a beer with a bunch of people and you're sitting there talking politics and this and that and somebody says, hey, listen, can I read a poem?
Yeah, or can I do my trees on whatever? I mean, you know, and this is not an insult to the guy, that the older man that called the other night, but it really is not, because I'll tell you, I've been known to ramble and get off topic. And then one time, first time I called and I was kind of embarrassed, I found myself doing it. And people are sincere. You're inordinately kind. I mean, if people are, you know, some of these right-wing nut jobs, you know, it's another story. But, hey, you're right up front with it. And I am totally in your corner. It's your show, you know. And, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. And personally, I think it's rather selfish to some people. You know, it's not what it's about. And the thing is,
I know. Now you called in about Simon Wiesenthal, right, Stephanie?
I did. This was actually the first thing I wanted to call in, but I said and they asked if I wanted to talk about something. I said, well, I wanted to talk about Simon Wiesenthal. I actually, to tell you the honest truth, and I feel like an idiot to admit this, I confused him with Elie Wiesel.
Yeah. No, that's, you know, they were both very, very passionate in their hatred of Nazism to the point of writing about it and pursuing these rat bastards. So, it's fairly easy, I think, to...
And we have to be the same way. I mean, somebody, I was listening to an NPR show tonight, and somebody, and this kind of just irritates me sometimes. It's just a zero sum response that somebody called and said, "What about this particular group? What about that particular group?" And I'm going, "Oh man!" But the people that they had on, one was a friend, a very close friend, an attorney who was a very longtime friend of Simon Wiesenthal's. And he said, "You know, this man stood up for all different groups." I mean, bigotry and hatred and oppression everywhere, you know. But, you know, we really have to honor people like this. And I see him as inspiration, I'm getting my own spine back, and I'm speaking up.
That's good. Stephanie, let me move on. Thanks. I appreciate you checking in. Simon Wiesenthal, of course, on a whole different scale, was addressing, in a parallel world, was addressing the same issues, really, when you get right down to it, that Dr. King was addressing. Simon Wiesenthal was a part of a group that had seen millions murdered, butchered, because of who they were, what they believed in. Martin Luther King Jr. was part of a group that saw millions butchered because of how they looked or what they represented. So Elie Wiesel, who, again, who has written several books, but the one that stands out for me is the book Night, was of the same mindset that racism or bigotry or hatred taken to its ultimate conclusion, like these filthy, disgusting pigs in this country now who constantly speak out viciously against gay folk. It's the same thing. You rat bastards who are constantly, you fake Christians who are constantly attacking people who happen to be gay. You're no better than Nazis. You really aren't. Shame on you, you disgusting freaks.
6 long years, remember. The world's on in a bloody tide of war and death and genocide. 57 million died, remember. It's happening again, it's happening again. Can't you see it's happening again?
Here it is, folks, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote, with Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more. Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first 3 issues are free. Did I tell you that? They're free. Did I mention it? They're free. Do you hear me? Free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After 3 free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but you know what? I don't think you will. I think you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That's a lot of funny for the money, people. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote, 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3, or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote, 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now, 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SELO3, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSELO3. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of 3 beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas. Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
They told me understood exactly how I felt. They said, boy, I've been in your shoes.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Michael Lawrence.
1,000 watts are running through this microphone. And I can let your message ring loud and clear. Well, tomorrow
there once was a man from Nantucket.
You can't say that on the radio.
Who carried his own ass in a bucket. No, no poetry. Coming up in about 10, 12 minutes, Leslie Kagan from United for Peace and Justice, if we didn't scare off, is going to join us via telephone to talk about the events coming up this weekend. There's more than just a march on Saturday, folks. There's events on Sunday. There's lobbying efforts on Monday. Probably all sorts of arrests all 3 days. Bail postings on Tuesday. Deportations on Wednesday. It's going to be an interesting weekend. Let's go back to some phone calls here for a while, okay? David is calling from Portland, Oregon. David, welcome to the program.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine, David.
Wanted to call regarding... I get really frustrated when I love your show, by the way. Last night,
well, thanks.
Talking about Jesus slapping the voters on the head every time they voted Republican was making me laugh ridiculously. But... wanted to mention, you know, it drives me crazy with this poll that came out recently that showed that the issue that's least cared about in this country is the budget deficits. And, you know,
right.
Clinton was talking about it on this weekend. And, I pounded into my Republican friends that this cannot go on forever. And I don't know what to do but pull my hair out.
Well, I know. Given the nature of government spending, a federal budget deficit is not always a bad thing. And in fact, at times, it's a very good way to stimulate the economy. Government spending that puts us into red ink because the government spending then stimulates the economy, if you couple it with a tax increase, it stimulates the economy, it generates a revenue. This is exactly what Clinton did in 1993, and it took about 4 years for it to kick in. Once it did start to kick in, look what he handed off to Bush. What did he have? 3 years in a row of budget surpluses and paying down the national debt, which with this freak Bush is almost doubled now, up to about, what, is it approaching $8 trillion? So, but in times... like we've had with this Bush bastard, when you consider what has caused these deficits, the massive tax rebates to the wealthiest 5% in the country, that's unconscionable. It didn't come as a result of spending. It came as a result of these giveaways to people who need it the least. That's the part that is infuriating.
I agree. It's totally immoral, and it's bugging me. Hey, one other thing I wanted to mention real quick. I saw on Public Access they had this... 1 hour documentary, it was footage from inside Hugo Chavez's palace during the attempted coup attempt. Have you seen this?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's amazing. It's an hour long documentary and it basically shows what went on during that whole coup. And I mean, it had CIA all over it.
And, oh, sure.
Yeah. And then I didn't get to see it. I was upset, but on Nightline, I guess Hugo Chavez was on there. Just
yeah, the other night,
ago,
yeah, yeah.
Saying that he had proof that we were planning something.
Well, you know, Venezuela provides the United States with, what, 20-30% of our oil, and that's you know, why should the Bush crime family sit back and allow Venezuela to sit on top of oil reserves? It's time to invade. I wonder what's holding the Bush crime family back from the invasion. or from destabilizing the government, and hope, which is what they did last time, and hoping that a new government would take its place. It'll be right-wing and willing to do for George what Monica did for Bill. Sometimes I wonder what's holding back the dam. David, I got a boogie. Thanks for checking
all right,
in, Ben.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We had this story the other day, and just didn't get to it. I want to get to it very quickly before we got time. It's about the hundreds of tons of British food aid that was shipped to the U.S. for Hurricane Katrina survivors. It's going to be burned. According to the Mirror in the U.K., U.S. red tape is stopping it from reaching hungry evacuees. Instead, tons of the badly needed NATO ration packs, the same as those eaten by British troops in Iraq, have been condemned as unfit for human consumption and are going to be burned. One British aid worker the other night called the move sickening, senselessness, and said furious colleagues were spitting blood. I guess that's a British expression. The food, which costs British taxpayers millions, is sitting idle in a huge warehouse after the Food and Drug Administration recalled it when it had already left to be distributed. Scores of lorries, trucks headed back to the warehouse in Little Rock, Arkansas to dump it at an FDA incineration plant. The Ministry of Defense in London said the other night that 400,000 operational ration packs had been shipped to the U.S. Officials blamed the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which impounded the shipment under regulations relating to the import and export of meat. And it goes on and on and on. Can you imagine if some crappy-ass government someplace didn't accept U.S. meat? What would we do, nuke them? Huh? Remember when we had a case of mad cow disease here and the Japanese said, oh, okay, we're not going to take in any American cows except the ones that have been inspected? You know, Bush eventually is going to piss off the entire world, and we're going to be living in, a box, I guess. Leslie Kagan, when we come back, stay with us.
When Jim bought his wife the newly designed Maytag Neptune, the largest capacity front-load washer, he saw the effects immediately.
Now when I have the guys over, my wife doesn't just pop her head in. She stays for the whole game. She used to not even know who was playing. Now my friends call her for the picks. Next weekend, she's going on a fishing trip with the guys. Oh, that sure was fun last year. But I got plans this weekend anyway. The guys' wives invited me over for my first scrapbooking party.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the Maytag Neptune high-efficiency washer, which has the largest front-load capacity available, you can do more loads in less time. It even fits a king-size comforter and is tough on stains, yet protects your clothes too. There's less laundry, more life with Maytag. Depend on us. Now get a $100 gift card when you buy a Maytag Neptune washer and dryer. Offer ends 10/16/05. See Maytag.com for details.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859. Offer not available in Nevada.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone.
There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-992-5736. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-992-5736. That's 1-800-992-5736.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1238. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1238. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1238. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1238.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
Don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Don't want no secret agent. Don't need no long Cadillac. I don't want nobody with no problems.
You're kidding. She's not here again. All right. Well, let's see what happens. Is, I guess our New York, I guess David is calling her. Okay. I guess she'll be with us in a minute. It's, you know, it's very busy doing what they're doing. There's no question about that. Anyway, the burned food, the impounded here in the UK, our partners in mass murder. And what was this thing I read that Tony Tony Blair. There's a book out right now. Just came out by a former insider in the Blair government. Said that Tony Blair was said he relished sending troops to war in Iraq because it would be his, quote, first blooding, end quote. And he publicly claimed he did so with a heavy heart. The book also says that the Blair government promised media pig Rupert Murdoch that the British government would not change its policy on Europe without telling him first. Oh, my God. So Blair, you know. Oh, my God. All right, let's do some phone calls. Philip is calling from San Diego. Philip, welcome to the program.
Well, let's see if we can make this a more better half hour, huh?
All right, that'll be good. I appreciate more better stuff.
You know, the thing with the Folgers thing, he was standing in a trailer park that they set up like 110 trailers for these people.
Yeah.
That work for Folgers. Now, the thing is, Rita's coming in there, and one of the things with hurricanes, the outer bands of it, one of the threats at that point are tornadoes, and tornadoes go straight for the trailer parks. At least that was my experience when I was living in South Florida.
Oh, yeah. There's some kind of a love affair between violent wind and mobile homes or trailers, whatever the hell they're called, manufactured homes now. It's a love affair. As soon as a violent windstorm gets anywhere within seven counties of a manufactured home, it's going to go over there and make out.
Well, remember, progress is being made now.
More better progress.
More better progress. And what he failed to mention was a lot of the outlying areas, the rural areas in Mississippi, are still waiting for help from FEMA, so it hasn't gotten there. Not much progress there, but
well, those areas don't those areas don't count because they're mostly populated by African Americans, so they can just sit back, shut up, and wait. You know, go roast a chicken or two, and just wait until Paley Haley and the cavalry arrives with K rations or something. God, I hate these people. I hate them too. So much, Philip. Oh well. Hey, thanks for checking in, pal.
No problem.
Take care. I think our guest is here, Leslie Kagan with United for Peace and Justice. Hey, Leslie.
Hi.
I told you I'd find you, that you couldn't hide from me.
No, I've been trying to call you.
Oh, yeah? What, the phone's busy?
No answer. No answer.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we just opened new studios in the Chelsea section of New York. We're getting real high class here at Air America. The phone number that you were given, probably we haven't been able to find exactly which one of the phones. So when it was ringing, I'm sure our crew in New York was going, "Damn, where's that coming from?"
Yes.
But here we are. All right,
let's get
to it. How are the preparations for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday in D.C. coming?
Well, everything, you know, the final details are coming together. All the pieces are falling into place. I think we're on the verge of a tremendous turnout. We're hearing from people literally in every corner of the country who are planning to come to Washington, the nation's capital, to send the message that this war that never should have happened, a war based on lies, has to end, and the quickest way to end it is to bring the troops home. So we, you know, it's hard even, this close to a demonstration like this to give, you know, a prediction of precise numbers. But I think we're going to see a massive turnout of people.
You know, when you and I met behind the stage down here in Atlanta at the voter rights march, remember that? When was it? A couple, three, 4 weeks? I guess
yeah,
about a month ago.
Early August.
Yeah. There was no time to talk, but I want to ask you something because this has come up on the program. I've brought it up. And some of my callers have brought it up. Now, let me get the whole thing out, because I know you have an opinion on this.
Sure.
Prior to the war, prior to this invasion, in several massive demonstrations, most of which were put together by, International Answer, the complaint was that people showed up from across the spectrum in this country, black, white, gay, straight, Jew, Gentile, wealthy, not so wealthy, middle class, working class, unemployed, everybody showed up. and they had to listen to speeches about Mumia or about Pelletier or issues that people are they weren't there for that. So the question came up, how to keep this demonstration, if it's possible, focused on the fact that this son of a bitch in the White House has taken us into a war where now, as far as we know, this is a lie too, but 1,906 Americans are dead and 50, 60, 80,000 Iraqis are dead. How do we keep, how did the organizers of this event keep it focused on stop the war?
Right. Well, this is a, this is our mandate. This is our challenge, obviously. We believe that, as when I say we, I'm speaking on behalf of the coalition that I work with, United for Peace and Justice. We're the largest anti-war coalition in the country, more than 1,200 member groups, that's national organizations and many, many hundreds of local groups all around the country. Anyway, we believe that our contribution at this moment in history is to focus the most massive attention we can on the need to end this war. And that's why we've put so much time and energy and people power and resources into this mobilization this coming weekend. Not that one demonstration or even a weekend of activities is going to, you know, overnight turn around George Bush and his cronies. But it's part of the process and part of the waves of protests, you know, that will continue way beyond this weekend. Anyway, the challenge that we face is to focus all that energy on ending the war and also, though, acknowledge that the war in Iraq isn't an isolated phenomenon. It's not happening in a vacuum. There are other issues in the world. There is, you know, the war in Iraq is part of a whole foreign policy agenda that this administration has. So for our point of view, it's not a question of whether or not people make connections to other issues. It's how you do that. And we believe that it must be possible, and that's what we're striving for, and that's what we hope we'll get to this weekend, is to stay focused, to keep that unified energy together in our common call for an end to the war, but also allow room for people to make connections to other issues, you know, as they see it. So we'll hear speakers from the women's movement, for instance, you know, who will say, as women whose rights are being trampled by this administration also, we know that our agendas can't move forward while this war is still going on, or other constituencies too. But again, I think a lot is the tone and the kind of language you use and how you make those kinds of connections. Mm-hmm. But really for us, we think that certainly in terms of foreign policy issues, the war in Iraq is the most critical issue that, you know, it is so urgent that the killing goes on every single day, both U.S. service people and, of course, the Iraqi people in much larger numbers even than our own service people. It is absolutely critical that we do everything we can to end this war.
Yeah, well, I agree with you that these events do not happen in a vacuum, whether it is the destruction of our system of voting in this country or an illegal, immoral, unethical war in Iraq, if that's if there is such a thing as an ethical war. But these issues do not happen in a vacuum. But the issue, and I don't want to beat this to death, Leslie. I just for the sake of people who are listening who came up with these questions about staying focused. A lot of people will attend an anti-war demonstration because they are genuinely anti-war, and they may not want to stand there and listen to the speech after speech after speech about other issues. So that's all. I agree with you, though, that these things do not happen in a vacuum. But as you know, this is one of the issues about the left that
right.
we wander around. We talk about 20 issues, all of which are critically important. But you know, when you have 20 issues, who in the hell can focus? And I just think at this point in this Bush crime family's history, the focus has got to be on ending this filthy war.
Right. Well, we agree. And I must say that, you know, there will be speeches during the day. Of course there's going to be speeches. But just speaking personally as an individual, for me at these massive mobilizations, the most dynamic part of the day is the march.
That's true.
People are literally out in the streets marching shoulder to shoulder saying, wherever we come from, whatever part of the country, whatever kind of community, whatever kind of work we do, whether we're old or young, whatever, we are all here together saying
that's right. Hey, Leslie, hold on a second. I got to do a quick break. Can you hold a minute?
Sure.
All right, we'll come right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. Leslie Kagan from United for Peace and Justice is with us. We'll be right back.
Ignorance is on tour, looking sailors and more. The days ahead, the pain of patience, patriotic record. You raise a flag on a land, snatch on board eagles fall. That sends a symbol on your currency to finance your war. I'm saying no, not in my name, not in my life, not for my hands, that in my fight, not in my name. You wage a war against terrorists and violence and try to wave your guns to fear us all in the silence. No, not in my name, not in my life, not for my hands, that in my fight.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. This month, politicians in two states acted very differently on gay marriage. On one side, 80% of the Massachusetts legislature voted to keep same-sex marriage in the state. But Arnold Schwarzenegger promised to veto the gay marriage bill the California legislature approved. So what's the difference between Arnold and 200 Massachusetts legislators? Answer, a spine. Massachusetts lawmakers realized they had nothing to fear. They saw 6,000 same-sex couples get married without the fabric of society falling apart. They saw representatives who supported the marriages get reelected. But Big Butch Arnold was quivering in his shoes. Rather than sticking up for civil rights, he bowed to the right-wing boogeyman who said supporting equal marriage rights was political suicide. This from a governor who attacks political opponents for being quote-unquote girly men. The courageous thing to do would be not to play politics with people's rights. Unfortunately, that's something we can only expect from the bravest of politicians. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1238. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1238. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1238. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1238.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Coming up to the Flying Monkey Right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
I'm gonna leave the city, got to get away. I'm gonna leave the city, got to get away. All this buzzing and fighting.
It's about 10 before the hour. Don't forget, if you're in the New York City area this weekend, come to the Raven for Hurricane Katrina fundraisers Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then join me there Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. We'll take more of your money for Katrina victims. You can get more information, raven-nyc.com. We're talking with Leslie Kagan of United for Peace and Justice. Leslie, for the people who can't make it to D.C., what about corresponding demonstrations against this criminal regime around the country?
Yes, we know. Obviously, it's a big country. Not everybody can make it to Washington. Although, to be honest, surprised we're hearing from people, you know, out in Oregon and California that they're coming.
Oh yeah, a lot of people from all over are coming. But I'm just, you know, the people in New York who won't be able to make it for whatever reason.
Yes, we are encouraging people. If you can't come to Washington, then be out in the streets in your own neighborhood, in your own community, down in the, you know, in a busy shopping center, or you know, be visible. That's the most important thing. It's one of the critical things that we can do at this moment is to, we know that massive numbers of people in this country, and recent public opinion polls are showing a majority, consistent majority opposition to this war. We have to make that opposition visible. So many people will be in Washington doing that, but over the course of the weekend, if you can do it on Saturday, great, or do it on Sunday, whatever days you can.
All right.
Organize demonstrations.
Leslie, given your experience in this sort of thing, I want to ask you a damn near impossible question right now, but let's pretend you got a crystal ball. Look ahead 6 months from now. Where are we in this country regarding not just the Bush crime family, but this hellacious war in Iraq? Go ahead. Just try. 6 months from now.
Well, unfortunately, I think that it's going to take longer than 6 months to end the war. I think the war will still be going on. I do think that there will be more and more opposition, not only large demonstrations, but more and more visible oppositions, you know, at the neighborhood level, much more pressure on Congress. The question is, what is Congress going to do the next time they get a request for more money from the Bush administration for this war? So there'll be a lot of work at the local level, putting pressure on our elected officials to demand that they not feed the war machine, you know, that they cut off the funding for the war. And that's going to be, I think, a big focus over the next 6 months. Now, whether or not Congress responds, as we hope they will, that's an unknown given the makeup of this Congress. One good piece of news is that about 2 months ago, under the leadership of Maxine Waters and Lynn Woolsey and a number of other representatives, a caucus was put together in Congress. There are now, I think, 68 or so members of the House who come together under the banner of Out of Iraq Caucus. So that's a good sign. But I think there's also going to be a lot more work with young people, encouraging them not to go into the military. As we all know, the military has had very bad results recruiting people, and they're trying they need to strengthen their ranks if they're going to keep this war going. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to see a lot more young people refusing to go into the military.
I think that's a very realistic look into the future, 6 months in the future. The deaths are going to continue to go up, of course. That's the part that is just so miserable. UnitedForJustice.org, of course, UnitedForPeace.org, I'm sorry.
Yes.
UnitedForPeace.org is a website. We only got about a minute left here. Anything else you want to say, Leslie, that we didn't touch on?
Well, no, I think we touched on a lot. Well, I guess one thing to say is that, you know, we really think the nation is at a crossroads. And you have the stark reality of this incredibly insane war, costly war in terms of money and lives. And then you have the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina in the Gulf Coast. And the choices cannot be clearer. Do we continue pouring resources and people into a war that has to end, or do we shift gears and begin putting those resources into rebuilding communities, whole communities that need to be rebuilt? And that's the choice here, and we have to make our voices heard on this.
The march steps off at what time?
Well, we'll be gathering on the Ellipse, which is right behind the White House. There'll be a rally that begins at 11:30 a.m. The march will step off at 12:30, and we will march. We'll take a route that will put us right in front of the White House, and then throughout the whole weekend, there's a peace and justice festival that we're doing on the Monument Grounds, the Washington Monument Grounds, where people can get information, get involved, make connections with other people, engage in workshops, and then a concert that will begin about 3 in the afternoon and go way up into midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning, and then on Sunday, an interfaith religious service with major religious leaders, also on the Washington Monument Grounds, and then on Monday, hundreds of people will be lobbying on Capitol Hill, you know, at congressional offices, and at the same time on Monday, hundreds of other people will be committing nonviolent civil disobedience at the White House. We're using a range of tactics this weekend to send our message.
Leslie, thank God people like you still exist in this country.
Thank you.
My best to everybody in the organization, and we'll see you there. Okay, take care,
thank
all right?
Thank you so much. Take it easy.
All right, Leslie.
Thank you.
Leslie Kagan with United for Peace and Justice. Go to their website, unitedforpeace.org. And if you can't make it Saturday or any time during the weekend, that's cool. Just working, you know, I don't lecture. I'm just saying you already know this. You all already know this. You just, you know, work with your local pro-peace, anti-war group. I swear to God, almost 40 years ago, damn near 40 years ago, when I was turning the crank on the mimeograph machine to try to get people interested in stopping the war in Vietnam, I had no idea that 40 years later I'd be having this kind of a conversation. Jesus. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
If you wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And sometimes ordinary dandruff shampoo just doesn't do enough. That's why, every day, more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Celsin Blue. Celsin Blue is doctor recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Celsin Blue. Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1238. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1238. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1238. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1238.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser.
Hurricane Rita has Texas in its sights as it enters the Gulf of Mexico. A mandatory evacuation order could go into effect for residents in Galveston County, Texas, later today. The storm has passed south of Florida's Key West. Mayor Jimmy Weekly says he's very happy.
We fared extremely well. We're very fortunate that we did not get a 2 or 3 as they were predicting yesterday. We have very little damage that I've seen so far.
Even so, southern Florida is still getting hammered by bands of rain on the tail end of the storm. National Hurricane Center meteorologist Robbie Berg says Rita could possibly become a Category 4 storm by later today.
As Rita continues moving to the west, across the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, we are expecting some strengthening over the next couple of days. And this could bring it up to a major hurricane sometime within the next 24 hours, even possibly reaching Category 4 status.
Residents of New Orleans are keeping a close eye on the hurricane. The city's mayor has advised them to leave in case the storm takes a turn to the north. Mayor Ray Nagin said that there's a chance the city's levee system won't be able to prevent serious flooding if the storm hits Louisiana. FEMA is also swinging into action. Acting Agency Director Dave Paulison said disaster response teams are being sent to Texas, where the storm is expected to hit later this week. 9 Americans have died in recent bomb attacks in Iraq. One blast in the northern city of Mosul killed 3 security guards and an officer for the State Department. 2 bomb attacks in Ramadi killed 4 American soldiers, and another soldier was killed in a blast north of Baghdad. Meanwhile, Iraq's government is calling for calm after the British military apparently rescued 2 of its undercover soldiers. The 2 were detained by Iraqi police after they were accused of firing on a police patrol. Walmart, the world's largest retailer, is facing a class-action lawsuit for allegedly denying employees lunch breaks. Steve Mort reports.
It's one of about 40 cases around America alleging workplace violations against Walmart, and the first to go to trial. Walmart, which earned $10 billion last year, is also accused of paying men more than women in a pending federal lawsuit.
The Marshall Fields name will soon disappear. Parent company Federated has announced that in the fall of 2006, all Marshall Fields stores will be called Macy's. Chicagoan and Marshall Fields shopper Caesar Jamie isn't happy about this news.
Being from Chicago, I think it'd be weird, you know, because it's Marshall Fields is, it's Chicago, I guess. You know, I can't see myself going, like, Christmas. I'm going to go look at the stuff over at Macy's. No, sounds too New York-y.
Federated says the change is part of a plan to focus on building the Macy's and Bloomingdale's brands while increasing profitability. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. All right, I've gotten a couple of these. This one's from Ben. Mike, I keep calling the number and getting no answer, 866-303-2270. Is there a new number I'm supposed to call? No. Here's what happened. Ben and everybody else is, and Leslie Kagan, apparently she had the same problem. Here's the deal. You know, we just moved from, it's a Hell's Kitchen? Where was the old studio? And we... Midtown, and we moved from Midtown Manhattan down to the Chelsea neighborhood, which is several blocks south. And in the process of moving into better facilities, it's like anything else. You know, when you move your apartment, what happens? You lose stuff, right? Or it takes a while to get settled in. So that's what's happened. We've always had 7 incoming call lines at Air America. Only 5 of them are working right now. They will, all 7 will be working. So what's happening, when you dial in, if you hear the phone just ring and ring and ring and ring and ring, it's because it's just getting lost in this new phone system. And I know it's frustrating, and we do apologize. It's just trying to get settled into this new space. You know, give us a little more time, 6-8 months, and we'll be there. No, just kidding. You know, just give us a few more days, and everything will be cool. It better be, because that's where we're going to be broadcasting from all next week, right? We ain't going to put up with none of that. But that's the reason. So Ben and Sherry and John and who else here? Leslie, everybody who has emailed in about these phones not answering, that's it, okay? Associated Press, listen to this. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, a potential presidential candidate in 2008, sold all his stock in his family's hospital corporation about 2 weeks before it issued a disappointing earnings report, and the price fell nearly 15%. Son of a bitch. Frist held an undisclosed amount of stock in Hospital Corporation of America, based in Nashville, Tennessee, the nation's largest for-profit hospital chain. On June 13th, he instructed the trustee managing the assets to sell his HCA shares and those of his wife and children. Frist's shares were sold by July 1 and those of his wife and children by July 8. Yada, 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 yada. And 2 weeks later, my goodness, it plunged 15%. Oh, no insider trading, blind trust and all that. No, 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 it's okay. It's okay. Bill Frist is a Republican. Martha Stewart went to prison for lying to the FBI. Bill Clinton got impeached for lying about his little tawdry affair. Bill Frist and the rest of these Republican vampires can do anything they damn well want to do, right? Bill Frist, you lying, filthy, filthy con artist. Tom DeLay, Ralph Reed, Jack Abramson, all of you people. George Bush. What's this report I'm reading about? Halliburton sold contaminated water to our soldiers in Iraq. Ah, you piss ants. Oh, my God, I hate these people. And so should you. The value of Bill Frist's stock at the time of the sales was not disclosed. Earlier this year, he reported holding blind trusts valued at $7 million and $35 million. Blind trusts are used to avoid conflicts of interest. Assets are turned over to a trustee who manages them without divulging any purchase or sales and reports only the total value and income earned to the owner. To keep the trust blind, Frist was not allowed to know how much HCA stock he owned. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. To avoid any appearance of a conflict of interest, Senator Frist went beyond what ethics requires and sold the stock, said his one of his whores, somebody who's speaking for him. Who's this whore? Someone named Call, a spokeswoman for Frist. I'm sorry, Miss Call. I didn't mean you're a literal whore. You're a political whore, and you're doing your whore thing out there today, right? Yeah. To avoid any conflict of interest, appearance of conflict of interest, Frist went beyond. Oh, Jesus. So here it is again. First of all, Hospital Corporation of America, their officers and their board and everybody, weren't they all indicted? Weren't they all fined massive amounts for engineering one of the largest Medicare frauds in the history of Medicare? Didn't they do that a couple of years ago? Don't I remember? And Frist managed to escape all that because, oh, I'm not, you know, I'm not going to do that. You know, I own some stock. My family started all this, but not me. Well, I have nothing to do with this. Just never stops, does it? Okay. Back to your phone calls. Ira is calling from New Jersey. Ira, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Thanks for taking the call, Mike.
Sure.
Just want to comment on Katrina. About a week ago, you commented you had read some articles on alternative media referable to how the levees broke the morning after the storm had gone through the city of New Orleans, that they were sabotaged, i.e. bombed. And isn't that consistent with the fact that they withheld food and water from all these people? And apparently you're still doing it as we talk in other areas of the that were struck in...
I don't know what to believe anymore, Ira.
Mississippi.
I don't know what to believe. I just don't.
You know, you've commented, Mike, in the past on the Bush people being behind, involved with 9/11. I mean, you know, if they're going to do that, what is it they wouldn't do to accomplish certain ends? And some of the articles I've read talked about, pushing the minority community out of New Orleans so they can make it into some kind of resort community. There are some suggestions that there's a lot of oil down there. They want them out of there for that reason, just to do whatever they want to do to cater to oil company interests.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm looking, I guess, to you and others on your network to hammer away at that, because you're not going to see it in the corporate media. You know, the corporate media will tell you a little bit about the food and the water not getting to where it's supposed to go, but they're not going to touch this one.
Yeah, no, they won't. Because where did I hear this? I think on Randy's...
Rents.com.
Rents.com. But what I'm talking about, what I was going to say, I was listening to some of Randy Rhoads' program this afternoon.
Yeah.
And she was talking about a speech that Dan Rather made. I don't think it was at the tribute to Peter Jennings. It was some recent, just the past couple of days. I don't think it was the Emmys. I don't know. Maybe it was the Emmys. But a speech that Dan Rather made where he said that news media in this country, the newsrooms, are just chock-a-block with fear. Nobody is going to report on what you just said because they are cowardly sons of bitches. And what are you going to do when your television network is owned by General Electric, one of the biggest weapons manufacturers in the history of the human race? What are you going to do? What are you going to do when your news department is owned by AOL Time Warner? If you're CNN, what are you going to do if your news department is owned by Rupert Murdoch, an international bandit if everyone exists? So, you know, we're screwed. What can I say?
I would say what you raised the issue earlier. When you talked about the poll numbers being the worst they've ever been on the war and on approval generally, and I agree with you. There's some articles circulating on the net now. Webster Tarpley, who I know you've heard of and read his articles, is talking about another fake 9/11 to justify starting another war, whether it's Venezuela, whether it's Iran, maybe two at once. Who knows? I mean, They're talking about some awful scenarios. Like you said, there's a lot to be concerned about in the next few weeks. And you talked about how do you get rid of them. You know, if you could expose the truth about this
right.
event, if in fact that's true, that the levees were sabotaged, because a lot of people died right then and there.
I think they call them levees.
Yeah,
I say the same thing.
A lot of people died in the early morning hours because, you know, the storm passed through the city, and the city was basically dry until the next morning.
Right.
And that's, you know, but expose that, expose 9/11, Air America's got to talk about it more. You know, I don't expect it from the corporate media, but from Air America, I would.
I just don't know where. I don't know how to approach that story. I don't know what. You know, I don't think we've even mentioned it. I started reading about the possibility that a couple of the levees were dynamited.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell to do with that, Ira. I don't know what to say.
There was a shooting incident, you remember, where New Orleans police, the night before Labor Day, shot, reported by AP or some other news organization, shot X number of, quote, U.S.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Supposedly, in the...
Hurry up, Ira. We're running out of time.
Hello? Okay, well, supposedly, Mike, New Orleans police officers were getting even with those guys for doing what they allegedly did.
Oh my God. All right, Ira, I got to leave it there. Thanks, pal. I hear you loud and clear. Like I say, I don't know what the hell to do about that story. We'll be right back.
We don't get fooled again.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Orrick XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL.
This is Larry King with something every vitamin C user should know. All vitamin C is not the same. There's a unique form of C, ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites. It's non-acidic, so it's gentle on your stomach. Plus, ester C is quickly absorbed and works for 24 hours. So do what I do. Take ester C, advanced protection, ester protection. Look for advanced protection ester C and ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Not my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
It's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm.
IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
To border and coast to coast, the Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
Lord, there goes Johnny Appleseed. 21 past the hour. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. Let's go back to your phone calls. Parvis is calling from New York. Parvis, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Nice talking to you again.
My pleasure.
To you and Kathy. Now, I want to talk about the elections in Iraq. Do you remember the Sunnis were asking to delay the elections for 3 months in order to convince Sunnis to participate?
Yes.
Bush said no?
Yes.
Now, this has created a bigger rift between Sunnis and Shias, and maybe it's deliberate. He wants those guys to fight. He wants Iran as a Shia country, fight Sunni countries in order for them to sell arms and to control the events, or telling the Iraqis that you need us, so we have to keep our troops there and have our bases there. I don't know.
Well, no, I think you're right. If there's one thing that certain members of the Bush administration never want to see, and those certain members are Rumsfeld, Cheney, Negroponte, they never want to see peace. These are warmongers.
Yes.
These are people who feast on war. As long as they don't have to go to it, as long as they don't have any of their family members involved in it, they love this. It keeps everything destabilized. This is, as far as I'm concerned, this is the way the communists used to do it. Back in the bad old days.
Yes.
Keep everything stirred up. Keep people fighting.
Right.
Don't let people stop and think or they're organized.
Yeah, no difference between them and former Soviet Union.
And of course, as George Orwell pointed out, that's how everything was kept under control in his novel 1984, constant war.
Yes. Now, how can we get rid of him? You know, I think in 2006 we can get rid of him. It's a possibility, and this is how it works. If we vote, now his poll numbers are very low, and I think it's going to go lower and lower and lower because Iraq is going to get worse and worse and worse. So if his poll numbers keep going down, we can vote Democratic and progressive, you know, for progressive Democrats, not Democrats like Lieberman, who thinks the war is a good thing and the torture is only 0.1%.
Right.
But progressive Democrats and also Green Party members, also, you know, independents, progressive independents, so that we will control the House and the Senate. Then these guys the House members can impeach Bush and also Cheney, both of them, for lies, for murder, for not protecting us on 9/11, not protecting Iraqi people after they invaded and killed over 100,000 poor people, women, children, so on and so forth, not protecting the poor and the vulnerable and disabled in New Orleans. They kept them over there unprotected at every level of the government. So I think these guys should be impeached And then after impeachment, the Speaker of the House will become president, according to our Constitution. So there is a possibility that if you work hard, if people really get pissed off at this administration, that I think they are, if they see the truth, and if they remove the veil from this administration and see Bush as an incompetent moron, that, Boy Scout leader could have done better in Iraq, could have done better in New Orleans, could have protected us on 9/11. Either they did these things deliberately or they're incompetent. In either case, we have to get rid of them. And we can have a president, maybe Nancy Pelosi, I don't know, a new Speaker of the House can become our president. So this is the way we have to do it. And we should not stop there. We should keep fire under the feet of the Democrats, because our foreign policy is tanks. Our foreign, I'm a victim of U.S. foreign policy. Our foreign policy is tanks. We have to change our foreign policy.
I hear you. Parvis, I have to leave it there, okay?
Very much.
I hear what you say, and you make sense. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you checking in. Jim is calling from New York. Jim, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Mike.
Hey.
Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Good fight.
Okay. We try.
Mike?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, I didn't know you didn't hear me. I just want to say thanks for fighting a good fight. And it was awful hard to watch the Democrats in their reverential tone with the John Roberts. It was just almost...
Oh, didn't you just want to slap the hell out of somebody? Didn't you just want to step out of the shadows and say, what the hell is wrong with you?
I mean, how disrespected did they have to be to react?
I know.
I mean, the guy just one after another won't answer a question, and you never even see irritation on the part of the senator. So it was amazing. But after this last call, all I could think of is the show you did after the elections when you said none of this matters unless we address the machines.
That's right.
The voting computers.
Hey, hold on a second. Hold on a second, Jim. I got to take a break. I'll come back to you right after the break. This is Air America.
Don't feel like saying, but you have to live. So I just forget it any way I can. Keep on rocking in the free world. Keep on rocking in the free world. Keep on rocking in the free world. Keep on rocking in the free world.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George W. Bush won re-election with a campaign based on fear. Over and over, he invoked terrorism and 9/11. But when faced with the actual danger of Hurricane Katrina, a threat that could literally be tracked days ahead of time on radar, Bush failed to protect America. It's not like Bush couldn't see it coming. Despite his claim that no one knew levees would break, officials and media had warned about it for years. But Bush chose to ignore those warnings. He chose to appoint an underqualified political crony with a background in horse judging to be the head of FEMA. And he ended up with a mess so bad even Fox News reporters were angrily criticizing the response. Now it's time to take responsibility. If we want to avoid another Katrina, we need an independent, nonpartisan commission to investigate what went wrong and how to stop it from happening again. Otherwise, we may really have something to fear. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Auric XL won't blow dirt back into the air. Ever.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1238. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1238. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1238. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1238.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. I love the way you walk.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malone.
You walk that walk, and you talk that talk. You knocks me out, out off of my feet. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, boom, boom.
25 before the hour.
Bang, 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 bang.
Who were we talking to? We were talking to Jim in New York. All right, where were we, Jim?
Okay, well,
It's just that the more I thought about what I wanted to say, I guess we're stuck being Democrats whether we want to be Democrats or not. It's our only option. So the second problem is we know we got the votes. We know which way the country would vote. What do we do about the machines? It's like we're a single-issue mass of people.
Mm-hmm.
Because the machines, the computers, the voting machines, are the one thing that we don't have any alternative. We don't know how to get around that problem. Because do you really think that the Bush administration would have done all the things they did if they weren't sure they were going to get reelected? They knew they would be prosecuted 10 ways from Sunday, right?
Yeah, that's very true, yeah.
And that's what drives me crazy, is they had to know that re-election was in the bag, or they never would have done half the things they did. And I think the long lines and the purposeful trying to keep the blacks from voting and everything they did were all red herrings to hide the computers. The voting machines.
Mm-hmm.
And you said it that night. It's a single issue. Everything else is secondary. Iraq, New Orleans, any privacy rights, Halliburton, it's all secondary because you know we would vote him out of office.
Yeah. You're right. You're absolutely right, Jim. And I do remember saying that. And I don't know...
And then you recovered. You were so depressed, and so was I. And we recovered, and we got distracted by other things to feel contempt for them for. But that's the ace in the hole that I guess they're sitting with.
I hear you. Good point. Thanks, Jim. All right. Appreciate you checking in. Okay. I appreciate it. Yeah, I was depressed then with Jim. Now I'm ready to open a vein. We didn't get into any depth and detail about... what I had blogged at airamericaradio.com on the homepage. But here's what I wrote this afternoon. The Bush crime family continues its wicked work, continues moving toward its objective, which is the complete dismantling of all progressive labor, civil rights, environmental and health laws enacted during the past half century. Today, for example, the New York Times reported Bush has ordered his Department of Labor to disregard all affirmative action plans addressing the employment of women, members of minorities, Vietnam vets, and the disabled for companies working on construction in the U.S. Gulf Coast region. Think about that. The announcement by Bush's Labor Department came shortly after Bush announced the suspension of the law that requires employers to pay the locally prevailing wage to construction workers on federally financed projects. Bush's order applies to parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. The Washington Post reported today that the Bush Education Department will provide vouchers to school children displaced by government ineptitude and lack of interest in public education prior to and following Katrina. The vouchers are to be used at Christian schools, and taxpayers will cover the cost. Once again, as a direct result of the national catastrophe, Bush proves his ability to further the agenda of his totalitarian supporters and his own lust for power. He has, as he said he did on September 11, 2001, hit yet another trifecta. The suspension of environmental laws, the suspension of labor laws, including those pertaining to wages and affirmative action, the use of the tragedy on the Gulf Coast to cover the forced religious education of elementary and secondary school children. In using this catastrophic event to destroy years of hard-fought social progress, the Bush crime family once again shows its complete contempt for working and middle-class Americans. How much more of this are we going to tolerate? I wish somebody a lot smarter than me, a lot smarter than Bart Kopp, would give both of us some answers. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, I'm willing to devote a whole afternoon. You know, just sit down, fix me a cup of tea, or give me some booze, or fire up a doobie. You know, I don't care, but just tell me. You know, tell me, just tell me what to do to get rid of these people. Go back to the phones. Randy is calling from Austin, Texas. Randy, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Randy.
Yeah, I called in with a couple of solutions, now that you've asked for it.
All right.
But you get to go to D.C. this weekend?
We're going to be in New York. I'm hoping that I can get down there. We do have a problem with Molly, our 13-month-old, but I'm hoping I'll be there, yes.
Yeah, shoot, I was hoping you could go down there and hang a foot in somebody's ass for me. Look, the last couple of callers have actually touched on it. I think the key is a verifiable paper trail from these voting machines from a nonpartisan chip.
Uh-huh.
Nonpartisan chimp is what I meant to say.
I got you.
As opposed to these other chimps that we've had. Wasn't the guy from Ohio actually Bush's campaign manager in Ohio?
Yes.
And
uh-huh.
Verifying the votes in Ohio?
Yeah, the Secretary of State.
Yeah, great.
Yeah,
that worked out real well in 2000 in Florida.
Yeah. Well, you know, why get rid of a winning formula?
Yeah, well, apparently Jim Baker and Jimmy Carter submitted some, like, 87-point deal about that. Just the one thing, or the two things, just have it be verifiable and not by some partisan hack. Those two things would probably get us over the hump, and then we might be able to edumacate these hairy goomers, raise up our children upright so that maybe they might want to protect and serve us. And maybe we could teach them not to wage war on plants and air and water and people who like people who like animals and other people and so on and so forth. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's just a dream that I have.
It's a good one. I share it. And I'll try to find somebody whose rear end will accommodate my foot when I get down there. But I think all the people like that are going to be out of town or hiding. You know what I'm saying?
Well, shoot, you got to stir these people up. You just can't let it go on like it is now, man. Because these people are going to be goose-stepping there. They've got their toes pointed in my direction, and I'm not interested.
I hear you, Randy. Let me move on. Thanks, sir. I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. Ward is calling from Japan. Ward, welcome to the program. Where out in Japan are you calling from?
I'm in Kashima City, which is on the Pacific coast just west of Tokyo.
Well, hi.
Hi. Great to talk to you.
My pleasure.
I congratulate you for living according to Henry David Thoreau's edict, which was to let your life be a friction against the machine. And you're doing a great job at that.
Well, thanks. I think anyone who listens to this program probably does the same.
You know, these rations that the British sent over, which we're now going to burn, I find it very ironic that the FDA will approve Vioxx, which kills people, will approve aspartame, which causes all kinds of medical problems. But when hungry people are suffering and need food, they're going to incinerate it. And I'm so glad I'm not in the United States, because I know I'd do something stupid and violent and get myself thrown in prison. I've been so angry with these people, and I'm so sick of the Cheney-Bush crime machine just profiteering and pirating and pillaging the country. And as far as solutions, I don't even focus on the presidential elections anymore. I think we need to put pressure on Congress and the Senate on their reelections, and also to the extent that we can, just drop out of how they make money from us.
Mm-hmm.
And unplug the damn television. Listen to Air America. Get your news off of the internet from websites of news reporters from other countries where it's accurate. And
yeah, I wish that could happen, but you know as well as I do, Ward, that it won't.
Yeah, unfortunately, television has become become a drug to a lot of people, and they're pretty addicted.
Well, we've said it before on this program. The sole function, purpose, and design of television is to erase history, to make people forget. And given the times that we live in this country, under this regime, this neo-fascist regime, this Bush crime family, I think most people want to forget. You know, most people just like, Jesus, I don't want to hear any more of this. What's on television?
Yeah, that's true. In fact, I don't remember who it was, but it was a former director of the CIA, and he was being questioned in the 1970s with regard to their mind control drug experiments. And he said, Congressman, we don't need drugs. We have television.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, anyway, you're doing a great job, and I really appreciate being able to listen to you over here.
Well, Ward, thanks. I'm impressed. I know you've called the program before, haven't
you?
Yeah,
I email you a lot.
Yes, you do. And thanks for those emails, and thanks for tuning in on the Internet. We do appreciate
it. Thank you, Mike. Take care.
All right, you too. That never fails to impress me. I don't care if the call comes from the UK or from Finland, Australia, Japan. We'll be back after a break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
There are people here who do not even know the TV. Everybody be careful. Oh, everybody be careful. Oh, everybody be careful.
Everything I know about my country, I learned on TV. The man on the screen tells me who is our enemy. They say that we are free and we must fight to be number one. So when the army calls, I'll grab my TV, my car, and my gun. And the TV god watches over me, opens up my eyes, shows me how to see all around the world, every night and day.
Oh, man, what can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh. We can laugh hard, and we can laugh often, which is the whole idea behind Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor. It's the highlight reel of funny, folks. And right now, you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Did I mention that they were free? Could you tell your friends that they're free? Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks, and it even helps you lose weight, and that on top of it just being funny. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After 3 free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but I'm betting that you won't, because you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. 1-888-FUNNYTIMES.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1238. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1238. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions While Supplies Last. Just call 1-800-322-1238. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1238.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSEL03, or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
It's about 8 minutes before the hour. Thanks to our crew in New York who were struggling with a new studio. Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, and Stan Stolfiak. Another new guy, huh? Great. Our associate producer in New York is David Fizikas. He answered your phone calls. To Chris, Ben, Mark, and Jim in Arkansas, thanks, guys, for the usual effort. And our executive producer is Catherine Bay. Don't forget, if you're in the New York City area this weekend, come by the Raven. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and now Sunday. There will be a Hurricane Katrina fundraisers Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then Kathy and I and probably Molly will be there Sunday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. You can get more information at raven-nyc.com. And then Friday, filling in for me, will be Harrison on the Edge. He's a weekend host from our L.A. affiliate, KTLK. You're going to like this guy. Joy is calling from Santa Cruz. Joy, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
And hello to Kathy and to your beautiful daughter. I wanted to talk about something that's been driving me nuts for the past few days. There's an exception now in new EPA rules that would allow testing pesticides on children. And I don't know if you've even seen this.
No, I think this is the issue that we talked about several months ago.
They brought it back.
It was brought back?
Yes, it was brought back. And now they've got 30 pages of rules for exemptions. They're talking about, well, we're not going to test it on everybody. But the exemptions include testings of abused or neglected children.
Oh, great.
Without permission from parents or guardians.
You need to send me a link on this, if you would, Joy.
I will.
I thought this issue was closed.
I thought so, too. And they're also going to include, they're going to permit testing for ethically deficient human research if it's considered crucial to protect public health.
What is it?
It's in quotes here. It says ethically deficient.
Ethically deficient? What the hell is that? That would be George Bush.
Yeah, I know. Human research, if it is considered crucial to protect public health. Now, I'm sorry, I am reading because these are what they said that they're going to exempt from not being able to. These are the people they're not going to protect. So abused and neglected children, they're going to allow ethically deficient human research if it's considered crucial to protect public health.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
And more than minimal health risks to a subject if there's a direct benefit to the child being tested and the parents or guardians agree.
Oh, God.
And they're also going to accept overseas industry studies, which are often performed in countries that have no minimal or ethical standards for testing, as long as the tests are not done directly for the EPA.
Oh, my God. Where's Dr. Kappa? Robert Kaplan, Kathy, the ethicist? Arthur Kaplan, Dr. Arthur Kaplan.
Oh, yeah, you need to interview him on this one. This is just absolutely despicable. And it's flying under the radar. They put this out on September 14th, right, in all the miasma of Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
And this.
Well, I certainly missed it. I thought this. I thought the EPA had said, "Oh no. Okay. We got caught. We're not going to do it." They were going to ask the parents of extremely low income or poverty stricken folks who use roach spray and all this other crap to keep a diary of, you know, how brain damaged and how much visible neuromuscular damage is done to your kid. Keep this diary for us when it's all over.
Right, and they're going to give them a video camera.
We'll give you a video camera. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. And I thought, so this is new, huh?
This is brand new. And this is going to be done in Duval County.
Well, that's where the original one was.
Surprise, you know?
Yeah, that's where the original one is going to be, Duval County, Florida, which is Jacksonville.
Right. Which is poor black families who probably don't get on the Internet and don't understand how they're being screwed up. I mean, they're going to, and the thing about not even, they're attacking abused and neglected children with this, and they're not even going to inform the parents. This is horrible. I mean, this is Nazi-ish. This is the kind of thing that Hitler did and tried to justify what it was doing for the good of public society. We'll experiment on the Jewish children or the Jewish people and see if these things affect the human species so that we can determine whether we should be doing it on the rest of the population. That's exactly the same moral, ethical standard, or the lack thereof, that is going on.
Well, send me a link to this, Joy, and I'll bring it up in detail either tomorrow or Thursday night. We're out of time, dear heart. I got to go.
Okay, I love you guys.
All right, thanks for checking in. I do appreciate your call. Jesus, I can't believe, Kathy, they're doing that one again, huh? Oh, Lord have mercy. All right, thanks for participating tonight. You right-wing lurkers who hang around and abuse yourselves while I'm on the air, we even appreciate your presence. To normal people, thanks a lot. We'll see you tomorrow night. All right, take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
My life was devastated on April 4, 2004, when my son Casey was killed in Iraq. I blame George Bush for sending our brave soldiers to die in a war based on lies. Please join me and other military families in a massive rally on September 24 in Washington, D.C. to say, support our troops. Bring them home now.
Events organized by United for Peace and Justice. For details, see CodePinkAlert.org.
Hi. I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Orrick Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting